Get some of that first minutes. This is Sunday Satsang, Understanding Shastra Part 2, December 17th, 2023. So we're talking about Shastra, we're talking about bells, we're talking about Krishna Lila, and Gokul when Krishna was 3 years old. He was always breaking into Gopis' houses and stealing butter and yogurt and all kinds of tasty things. So one Gopi went to Mathura with her husband and went to a burglar alarm company. So this retired little rascal, this little Makanchor, stealing all her butter from Gopal. They didn't realize that Gopal on their altar was the same guy who was coming to steal the butter. They had a little Murti of Gopal on their altar. He never moves his lotto into his mouth. He just holds the lotto for 100 years now. Imagine holding a sweet rice in your hand in a cup for 100 years. Like, wow. 100 seconds, maybe. So, she hired this burglar alarm company. They put alarm systems around all our windows and doors. So when Krishna got there, with Madhu Mangal, Subal, Sridham, Govat, all the boys, they were about to open the window of the house, lift it up and jump in the window, steal butter. And Madhu Mangal said, look, there's bells all around. If you lift that window, they're going to ring, ding, 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 ding. And Krishna, what is that? Madhu Mangal, he studies all the shastra. He actually is always surfing on the internet, so he knew there's a new burglar alarm company in Mathura, so he knew that they were having a sale on burglar alarms, and they'd probably be used against Krishna. So, what's up? So Madhu Mangal had a lowdown about the burglar alarm. He said, listen, if you lift the window, the bell's going to ring. But remember, you're Ishvara. Don't you know about Brahma Samhita? Ishvara Parama Krishna. That's you, man. That'd be you. You be Krishna. You be Gopal. You're the master controller. Now listen. You just tell the bells to shut up. The big daddy's in town. And we're going to play it my way now. So Krishna, okay, well, listen, Bell, shut up. We're going to open your window. Don't make any noise. Hey, it worked. Come on in, boys. And they jumped the window. So he went very quietly, like cats. You know, cats walk silently. That's just, you must pay attention now. And Radhas, you know, cat Wally's out there. And Jairati, all the Roddy girls, the cats, cat walking. Walk the cat walk. That's different type of cat walking. So they walk to the butter storeroom, and then they were going to bust in the door. My mom said, wait, there's old bells there. Do your thing, Gopal. So Gopal said, listen now. By the power of Bhagavan, by the power of Jagadishwar, by the power of Jagannath, I command you, bells, not to ring. No bells rang. They all went and said, okay. One guy got down and gone like this. They made a human triangle. And Krishna climbed up the top. He was about to put his hand in a big clay pot of butter, fresh butter. There's bells all around the perimeter of the mouth of the jug, I mean the clay pot with butter in it. Hey, Madhu Mangal, yeah, what? There's all bells around this pot. Oh, just do your thing, man. Give your agya, your Bhagavan agya, your order. Okay, bell, shut up. So Krishna puts his hand in. And he starts eating to make sure it's good to give to the boys, you know. You don't get something away until you eat it first. So then when he puts his hand, the bells ring like mad. All the bells on the door, all the bells on the windows, all the bells on the bar. Krishna didn't know what to do, so he ate a bunch. He said, if we're going to get caught anyway, at least we'll get caught with a full belly. And my friends here, and they don't have a chance to get any butter, so I have to eat for them too. So he check buckeyes, you know. He ate buckeyes like crazy. Butter. And then Krishna said, listen, why did you ring, you man? It wasn't with you. He said, well, I was bewildered. The bells, personification of bells, they said, I was bewildered because, you know, in the Shastra, you know, you told me not to ring because you didn't want to get caught stealing. I understood that, so I didn't ring in the windows, I didn't ring on the door. But now you're eating. So the Shastra says, when Bhagavan eats boga, you have to ring a bell. Ding, 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 ding. Idam Mishnam Nivedyam Kling Krishna. Idam Anavyanjana Mishnam Nivedyam Kling Krishna. Ding, ding, ding. So you're eating, so I didn't know what to do. Should I follow the Shastra or should I follow Sakshat Krishna? Krishna thought, for a second, yeah, that's a problem. When the Shastra, Purusha, Sakshat Shastra, Swayam Sakshat Shastra comes in front of you, what to do? No, actually, Bells, you're correct. You should always follow the Shastra. Even if I do something, even if I command you, also, otherwise you should disregard my command and follow the Shastra. So this is what Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, verse 24. Tasmat Shastra Pramana. Krishna's telling follow the Shastra. So we should read Shastra as Shastra is our friend and guiding us. And another argument some people make, they say, you're telling me to do this or that, but where can you show me that? Hari Bhakti Vilas, can you show me that Shastra? I have some students that always hit me on the head with that one. You know. Can you show me that Shastra? There's one right there. And I say there's different forms of praman. Praman means evidence, truth, facts. One is called tradition. In Latin, it's called vox populi. My father told me this. Well, who told your father? My grandfather told my father. Who told your grandmother? My great grandfather. It comes in tradition. It's called parampara. So some things come down by parampara. Like in Bengali world, there are so many rules about cleanliness. You can't find any of them in Shastra. Not any of them. But you can trace out some philosophical explanation if you're a good twister. You know, you're good in a hula hoop of philosophy. You know what a hula hoop is? There's a plastic circle. About 6 feet in a circle. You put it around your waist and you shake your hips. It's called hula hoop. You all know that?
Yeah.
Come on, get with it, girls. That's why I had a big fat hips, you know. Haul up your hula hoop. Men can't do it because they have nothing to haul up the kid, you know, in the hoop. It's a circle. It'd be like a big donut or something, you know. You go. It was probably more. 1950, 70 years ago, everybody was doing that. Now I think it's coming back in Hollywood or something like that. Hula hoop. So when you're a good hula hooper with philosophy, you can explain everything according to philosophy. Why if you have prasadam in your bag, and then you buy a bag of apples, avaniya, now the apples become prasadam. You figure it out. Just do as I say, okay. Some things are a little hard to digest. But the main thing is, rules and regulations are not to make you go crazy. What is that? There's one verse that says, the main rule is always, it's in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, The main rule is always remember Krishna, never forget him.
Smartavyam sattam Vishnu, vismartavyam najatchit, sarvavidhi nishedashu etayori vakinkara.
Yeah, that's it. It's in this book, find it. Guys, you're smart. Smartavya. He's a smarty pants. Nice words. You can count on this one for ABC. This is the XYZ well over here. Yeah. This is quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita in Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sanatana Goswami. Madhya Lila, chapter 22, verse 113, and it originates from Padma Puran. Smartavya satatam Vishnur vismartavyo najatuchit sarve vidi nisheda sur etior eva kinkara. Kinkara, you recognize that one? Ai nanda tantra kinkara. Kinkara means a male servant, a female servant. Is this microphone on? It's on? Okay. Female servant is kinkari. So it says, Vishnu or Krishna, it says Vishnu in the verse, Vishnu should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. Sarva Vidhi, Vidhi like we say, Vaidhi Bhakti means following rules and regulations. Vidhi means rules and regulations. So all the rules and all the do's and don'ts that are mentioned in Shastra should be servant of these two principles. What are the two principles? What do you got? Thank you. Always remember Krishna or Vishnu or Ram or whoever, or Radharani, whoever your Ishta Deity is, never forget them. So all these little rules about offered apples, Amani apples and Prasad apples, and yeah, I end up going crazy. Five sinks, you have to have one sink for your boga, one sink for your utensils after offering, one sink for guests to wash their place. You need three, every house has to have three sinks in it. Right? Typically. I've been in houses like that also, really crazy. So he says, someone asked the question, I heard that Harinam and Mantra Diksha should be taken from the same guru. So is that, so the person asks, is that a Shastra? And the great Pandit Satyanarayan says, I don't know of any Shastra reference. But I can answer on a base of tradition. In other words, like how was your guru initiated? Did you ever ask? Is he even initiated? So the guru will say, my guru gave me Harinam and Panchasava Mantra and Diksha and Babaji Vaish and said, everything I wanted to go. Good luck for you guys. First practice for 45 years and be a sannyasi and get everything one go. Not everything is written in black and white. Certain things are known from tradition. That's why the Mahabharata says, Tarko Pratishtha. Mahajana yena gata
sapantha.
Tavena satram
nihitam
guhayam. Mahajana yena gata sapantha. Pantha means the path. We should follow the path of the great souls, Mahajana. And then he quotes Bhaktivinoda Sindhu and Sarvartmanavartanam, follow the path of the sadhus, which we mentioned last week, that means guru. Let me see what other references we have here. What's the time?
3:30.
Hmm?
3:30.
Okay. Thank you. What happened?
There was not light. There was not sound. You should check.
That's true. Here we go. I think it's Radha Kund, man. Internet broadcasts, all this stuff. It's amazing we're even having class with the speaker, all the other stuff. There's always so many challenges. Makes a nice point. Somebody asked a question. What is the necessity of the Diksha Mantra? Because many people have Harinam, but they don't have Diksha. Harinam is not Diksha. Diksha means receiving Gopal Mantra or Kam Gayatri, generally Gopal Mantra. And other mantras are also given. But the primary Diksha Mantra is Gopal Mantra, and Kam Gayatri is given in Gaudiya Sampradaya. Other Sampradayas, they get Gopal Mantra, but they don't get Kam Gayatri. It's a unique gift of our Sampradaya. It's essential also for Madhurati. There's many people initiated in Gaudiya Sampradaya that receive Kam Gayatri. They don't have any interest or any attraction at all to Madhurati. Madhurati means the amorous love of Krishna and the gopis and Radharani. So it's superfluous to give that mantra to that person if that's the Stirati. The Kam Gayatri is specifically for one Stirati, Madhurati. Gopal mantra can be used for different Stiratis, for Sakirati, Vatsayarati, and for Madhurati. There's three key words in the Gopal Mantra: Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijana, Vallabha. So Krishnaya is for Sakiras, Sakiras and Govindas for Vatsayaras, and Gopijana, Vallabha, that's obvious, that's for Madhurati. The lover of the gopis, gopis and of all of them. Okay, good deal. Rock on. Every verse is song. So, the question is asked, what's the necessity of Diksha Mantra and studying Shastra? Satyanarayana Babaji Dasji Babaji Maharaj says, various shastras explain that mantra, Krishna, and shastra are one. What do they say?
Mantra, Krishna, and shastra are one.
What?
Mantra, Krishna, and shastra are one.
Yeah. Krishna is the personified form of shastra. Mantra and shastra are called Shabda Brahman, and Krishna is what? Parabrahman. Parabrahman. So therefore, the nice analogy he makes here, quotes the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, sixth canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 16, verse 51. By becoming learned in Shabdabrahman, one attains Parabrahman. So Shabdabrahman, Shabda means sound, and Brahman means spiritual sound. Shastras contain spiritual sound. So when one studies Shastra, becomes proficient and expert and learned in those Shastras, he realizes Krishna. How does one become expert and learned in Shastra?
Study.
studying Shastra and getting grace of Guru, Guru Kripa. Just as Krishna is manifest in as mantra and Shastra, Krishna is also manifest as Guru. So there you have it. So the conclusion of Gurvastagam is that without Guru, it's impossible to become expert and learned in Shastra. For some people, they say, I met so many people in the modern world for various reasons. They've been disenchanted or disheartened with their gurus or with the whole principle of guru. They say, listen, I read spiritual books and I chant Hare Krishna, that's all I need. A lot of people follow this idea because maybe they had a guru last life or this life, and so now they're not very inclined or very interested in undergoing that submission process and surrendering to a guru. So they say, I'm surrendered to chant Hare Krishna mantra and to study Shastra. Generally people say, I'm chanting Hare Krishna and studying Prabhupada's books. What's wrong with that? They challenge me. I say, nothing. And they say, what will I get? What benefit will I get? I say, you get everything that way. And they're real strong. They say, what do you mean by everything? Everything means Guru. A to Z is Guru. With Guru you get everything, without Guru you get nothing. Then he starts to get quiet. Because he doesn't have a Guru. His argument is, I have Prabhupada's books and Hare Krishna mantra. What do you think of that? I think it's very good. So, will I get perfection? Yes, you get perfection. When? When you get a guru. you can't get out of this box, you know. You can't bribe, it's not India, you can't bribe, it's not Indian box. You can't pry your way out, you can't bribe your way out. You can't pry your way out or bribe your way out. India, if you can't get out on your own, you pay money, get out. It's an Indian box, you know, but it's not Indian box, it's a Russian box. Serious box. Okay, let's see what else more stuff we can hit our head with. Okay, a lot of stuff. Oh, that's good. That's right. My anti-sleep button. People are getting comfortable, right? Now this is an important point when you say Shastra, because Shastras are all written in Sanskrit. That makes it interesting. All the Goswamis, it's an interesting point to know, although these books are translated into Russian and English, they're all translated from Bengali editions. Even Hindi editions are translated from Bengali. Vishnu Chakravarti didn't write anything in Bengali. Rupa Goswami, no one wrote anything in Bengali, although there are Bengali Brahmins, many of them. They wrote everything in Sanskrit, because that's the official language of Shastra. And they were translated by great pundits in Bengali. And because Sanskrit is very difficult to translate, so every book you have in your hands in Hindi, in English, and Russian is a downline translation. These verses went to Bengali, and some Russian guy learned Bengali and translated Bengali into Russian, or some Russian guy learned Bengali, whatever. Some guy learned Bengali and translated English. Vaitadas knows perfect Bengali. He can speak, he takes notes in Bengali. His notebook is Bengali. Once I was studying with him, and he said, get my notebook from the shelf. So I got it. I said, it's all Bengali. I said, no one can see our notebook. Well, yeah, I write Bengali, speak Bengali. I read Bengali. But he had all books, he has all Bengali books. pretty cool. Yeah, he's been speaking Bengali since 1980. When he met his guru, after 1 week, his guru gave him a pile of books about biographies of Vaitacharya. So read all these books, write a book about life of Vaitacharya. He didn't even know where to go. He's a very smart guy. He learned Bengali in 1 week or something. So the point is being made that in Sanskrit, every word has three types of meaning. One word has three types of meaning. Mukhya, Lakshan, and Vyanjana. Means primary meaning, indicated meaning, and suggested meaning. We always say in English, what is the direct meaning of the word? What is the implied meaning? What is the suggested meaning? What is it pointing towards? Like it means indirect, implied means it means like this, but not exactly like that. Suggested means indicates another thing that you won't even imagine. So this makes it tricky. That's why when we're doing our Bhagavatam class on Saturday, we're reading different translations, three or four translations of Sanskrit scholars translating the same verse in English. And look, he translated like this. Overwhelmed. This one says distressed. And this one said agonized. So there are different ways to see the same word. Overwhelmed, despair, agony. So you get a more bigger picture of the word, the more you understand these three ways of analyzing. He gives an example of suggested meaning. Some mother makes some pakoras. That's makes some cheese pakoras. And she said, listen, I have to go out and buy some, I forgot the tomatoes, I have to go buy some tomatoes to make tomato chutney for the cheese pakoras. Good combination. So I'm going to the store. Now you watch the pakoras, keep the cat away from the pakoras. Listening? Keep the cat, because they had a cat there, like in that parampara, you know. Ruski creation, cat parampara. So, he said, make sure the cat doesn't eat the pakoras. So that's what the mother said. That was the order. That was the words. So the kid was watching the cat was in his basket, so the kid sat by the basket to watch the cat. So while he's watching the cat, a crow came in the window. Well, the crow came in and started eating pakoras. He didn't wait for the chutney. Maybe he doesn't like tomato chutney, but some omelette chutney or something, lemon pickle or something. So he ate a bunch of pakoras, and then the mother came up and said, what happened to pakoras? You let the cat, no, the cat, I watched the cat didn't eat one. He said, well, what happened? Oh, the crow ate them. So why did you keep the crow from eating? Well, you told me, oh, you keep the cat from eating. But did you see the crow? I saw the crow eating the pakoras. I thought the crow was hungry. And I'm a kid, you know, I'm a compassionate kind of kid, you know, I'm a Hare Krishna kind of guy, you know. So I said, you know, Visham Purnavichayate, you know, let the university have it, you know. So let the crow eat a few pakoras. So the mother, he's stupid. You should have understood when I said protect from the cat, means protect from anyone. Cat, dog, mouse, flea, crow, bird, or even my husband, or anybody. That's called suggested meaning. Are you stupid? Don't you understand? Protect from the cat means protect from the crow also. So Sanskrit's like that. We're laughing when we read the Sanskrit. That means suggested meaning. So this we should keep in mind when we read what is being indicated here. Because that's why when we read these other translations, say, wait a minute, how does he get that idea? Oh, I'll point out this principle as we study the verses. As I know all these principles, how they're woven into different translators' mentality, and I'll reveal that to you when we see it so you can pick up on it. It's amazing, because Ganatha says this all the time. The external Sanskrit says this thing, but you see some other point in it which is very interesting. Very interesting, from a different angle of vision, according to his own Bhav. So that's a pretty cool point. All I think anybody's going to remember about this is the story of the crow and the cat. Not about the boy. Implied Vyanjana Mukhya Vyanjana. Indirect, implied meaning, indirect meaning, suggested meaning, direct meaning. When we read a book of Shastra or hear a person speak, we need to understand the intention of the author or the speaker, not just take the words of the book at face value and possibly misunderstand them. What is important is what the author or speaker is trying to convey, not what you understand, with no regard for his, the author's intention. So the example I gave you, fifth canto of Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva is making an explanation of the universe, the plans, the movements, which is completely against all modern science. So if someone doesn't understand the intention of Vyasadeva is what? First of all, he's writing a Purana. There are 18 major Puranas, six in mode of Sattvagun, six in Tamagun, six in Rajagun. And there's hundreds of Upa Puranas, additional extra Puranas. There's unlimited Puranas. And in order for a book to be called Purana, some books are called Samhita, some books are called Itihas, some books are called Kavya, some books are called history books, Mahabharata or Ramayana, Itihas, they're history books. Some books are Upanishads and Shastra. So in order for a book to be called Purana, it has to have 10 different elements in it. It has to have Srishti, Pralaya, Manvantaras, Avatars, and about different forms of Bhagavan. It has to have the Sudhagana. It has to describe the universe. Srishti means manifestation. Pralaya means unmanifestation. These are the subjects of any Purana. Vishnu Purana, Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, Bhagavad Puran, Shiva Puran, Devi Puran. There's so many Puranas, and every one of those Puranas, no matter which one you read, you'll find these 10 subjects. You'll find something about Krishna. You'll find Krishna living in every Puran. You'll find creation every Puran. You'll find the nature of the universe every Puran. You follow? You're clear? So other Puranas, the intention of the author of those Puranas, Vaishampayana Vyas, or Vyasadeva, or other authors of different Puranas, is one thing. But the intention of Vyasadeva, Vyasamuni, his intention of writing the Bhagavad Purana, he's covering those 10 subjects, Samam Bhavanam, Srishti, Pralaya, etc., avatars, mamatars, kala, karma, all these things are described there. But his intention of Vyasadeva is to teach Uttam Bhakti. Anyavilasya Sunyam, Gyana Karmadi Namritam, Anukuyana Krishna, Shiyanam Bhakti Uttama. Uttama Bhakti, what is Uttama Bhakti? What is pure Bhakti? What is pure love of God? That's the intention. And only the Bhagavatam teaches that. That's why it's called Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. It's a Paramo, it's Amalam Puranam. It's totally pure Puran. There's no karma or Gyana mixed in it. It's pure Bhakti. From verse 1, Adi Ras, verse 1, it has Adi Ras to the last verse. Last verse of Bhagavatam, what does it say? There's 12 cantos of Bhagavatam. What's the first one talks about Adi Ras. Adi Ras means the conjugal amorous love between Krishna and Radharani. That's in verse 1. Well, first canto, chapter 1, verse 1. What's the last verse in 12th canto? Give it, explain in English. English.
It talks about Sankirtan movement, and I forgot the first word.
Look at that one. I'll look at this one. So, Nam Sankirtan? Do you know the verse? Do you know? Don't know. No. There's no maybe. Maybe you have money. I don't know. You have money, you don't have money. Look it up. What chapter?
12.13.23.
Sounds like it. Says about Papanashram or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. In the first canto, there's verse about Nam Sankirtan. In the sixth canto with Jamyal, there's verse about Nam Sankirtan. And the end of the Bhagavatam. First, sixth, and twelfth. So the beginning of Bhagavatam, middle of Bhagavatam, end of Bhagavatam, it glorifies Nam Sankirtan. This is the last verse of Bhagavatam. In other words, Vyasadeva is telling you, listen, I've been teaching you for 18,000 verses. There's 18,000 verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 355 chapters, 355 different stories of Bhagavan and Bhaktas. Mahabhagavats, great devotees, and Bhagavan, different forms of Bhagavan. I told you stories and teaching the different personalities. So now my final words. Like when the father is dying, here is my final word. Smart guy. Okay. This is my final word. So the father's dying. On his deathbed, he gives his final word. All my money should be given to my wife. My house can be given to my son and his new wife. And then my stocks given to my daughter. And this and that. So Vyasadeva says at the end of the whole 18,000 verses, Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarvapapa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Shamanas Tam Namami Harim Param. I offer respects to Sri Hari and Nam Sankirtan. By chanting Nam Sankirtan, all Sarvapap Nashan. All sins are destroyed by chanting Holy Name of Krishna. And it release all dukkha. We talked about sukha dukkha the other day. Dukkulam is not sukha. Dukkha. Your clothes are dukkulam. Your old clothes don't give you any happiness. Why do they do it? Sukha-kulam. Sukha-kulam. Happy clothes. New clothes are happy clothes, right? Okay, that's it. And we'll continue with this interesting discussion, how to consider Shastra. This is part two, we'll have more parts. We'll do an installment basis. That was page 166. Anybody have a pen? Anybody pen? Thank you. I'm gonna beat you up with more on this in the future, so get ready. You should don't come to Sunday class next few weeks. You can skip it. You can say that. Oh. Okay, now the fun.